Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Welcome back on this Monday. Rachel, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling like a winner.
Sounds like you had a hell of a weekend. You're talking about how you went to some Arab Idol competition over the weekend.
No, it was a concert.
He won the competition. Regardless,
he's famous.
I want you to share with everyone what you did. Was it later that night or was it after your Friday night?
That would be too exciting for one night. That was Friday night. Things got a little out of hand, and my girlfriend and I ended up getting some late night cravings. Went to rallies, and for some reason, you get so hungry like late at night after you've been drinking that a 20-piece box of chicken wings sounds like a really good idea.
You got 20 wings from rallies?
I mean,
what time was this at?
At like 4:30-ish or something. But no, I'm so hungry. They're like, there's an 8-piece and a 20, and I'm like, better get the 20. I'm hungry, and like, you can only eat two, and then you're like, I'm so full.
Did you eat the 20 wings?
No, hell no. I had two or three. No, they're still in my fridge with like ranch sauce everywhere. It was awful.
But here's the best part of Rachel's whole rallies experience. I'm more of a breakfast burrito kind of guy. Late night, I guess you'll enjoy your rallies.
I guess I like wings.
But Rachel, you decided to actually record yourself at the rallies drive-thru,
yeah,
right?
And I didn't even realize this until the next day, and I'm like, what are these videos on my phone? And I watched it, and yeah, it's embarrassing.
Here's Rachel at Rally's ordering her food. Listen to this.
At Rally's, just waiting on my 20-piece wings. We're waiting on our wings. Don't know why we're waiting so long.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
My pony.
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing.
Was it that good for you at rallies?
I mean, when Genuine Pony comes on and you're waiting on wings and you're with your good girlfriend, you just got to let it go.
My pony.
Hold on.
My pony.
Oh, my. And the best part is my friend Megan comes in with a like a remix.
My pony.
Stop. Can you just let it die?
You're the one that recorded
it. Let it be
done.
I was inebriated. I'm not responsible for my actions.
This is what fast food attendants have to deal with in the drive-thru late at night. They have to deal with people like Rachel coming through.
They loved my serenade. Okay.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. You're actually a fast food attendant. What's the craziest thing you've experienced?
We have a naked man who comes through once every probably 6 months or so.
What?
When he gets to the speaker, of course, it's very friendly. Hi, can I take your order, please? And he usually tells us to hold on a second. I haven't pinpointed his voice yet, or I would actually probably call the police on him.
Right.
But I'm assuming in the time that he tells us to hold on, he is taking off his boxers and his pants. Because when he gets to the window, he is naked from the waist down.
So,
is he in his car, or does he actually just walk up to the fast food drive-thru?
He is in his car, so it's kind of one of those things where he kind of wants you to see, but he doesn't want you to see. And usually, I do this for so long, I hate to admit, sometimes I don't look up and see who I'm talking to.
Right.
So I usually catch it, like, as he's driving away, and I'm like, wait a minute. That was the naked man.
Oh, my God.
That would be a terrible time to actually accidentally spill the hot baked potato on your lap area.
It is, or the chili, even.
I was going to say, I always spill the chili. That's just like playing Russian roulette with chili if you're going to be that naked man.
Yes, it is.
With a side of Barsack. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I apologize,
God.
Tiffany. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You took it there.
That's okay. It's just extra flavor.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wow. Did you say extra flavor?
Yeah, anyway.
That went way left.
Rachel, I'm just glad you had a good time at rallies this past weekend.
You're going to do it again, aren't you?
Yes, I am. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.